Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Grey Ghost Murders by Keith McCafferty, narrated by Rick Holmes. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Grey Ghost Murders.
Part 1. The Grey Ghosts. The hands shook as the watcher adjusted the focus ring of the binoculars. In the circular field of view, he saw that the driver of the Pinto wagon looked older than the time he had seen him last, back in spring. Or rather his walk, as he climbed out of the car and moved into the shadow cast by the pylon of the river bridge, appeared hesitant, as if the driver was unsure of the footing. The simian slope of the forehead, the tight gray curls and liquid brown eyes over the broad nose and cleft chin, he could not see clearly from such distance. But the swinging armed walk, the man bent forward as if his brothers had only recently left the security of the trees, would identify him anywhere. For several minutes the driver was out of sight under the bridge, and one of the hands that shook on the binoculars moved to the dog, the fingers digging under the collar to worry the fur. Maybe he had hidden the envelope too well. But then the man re-emerged, and it was plain to see that he was holding something. The driver got back into the wagon, and from his vantage in the pines the watcher heard the Pinto cough to life. After the vehicle disappeared, heading south up the river canyon, the watcher set down the binoculars. He felt the fish that had been swimming in his veins slowly subside. It would happen. The man still looked strong enough. The man would be worthy.